Welcome to the Purity Talks podcast. This podcast is all about normalizing the narrative of sex in the Christian community and the church. Let me be honest with you. For me, being in church, I found it very difficult to find someone willing to keep it all the way 100 with me and who was able to deal with me keeping it 100 too. It was almost impossible to find someone non-judgmental who would drop out the Christianese, please, and who would give me some real practical solutions. On this podcast, you'll be hearing from me with 11 years of abstinence and my friends, both male and female, as we share our tips, failures and successes in our purity walk, whether single, courting or married. I am your host, Sherlene Wilson. Purity plans. Now, I really have so many questions about this. Like, what is a purity plan? Because I mention it quite a lot. And, you know, the purity plan is just such a powerful tool for us to help to fortify us, to help to sustain us. And people ask me all the time, like, Cece, like, how are you able to maintain like 11 years of abstinence? And I know this is going to sound churchy, guys. I know. And please just forgive me because I'm not trying to sound churchy here. But I will say that it has been the grace of God. And what I mean by that, it's been His supernatural empowerment to help me to maintain where I'm at right now. Like, I don't take it lightly. I know it's not about me. Well, this is what I've done. You're like, no. Yes, I've been very active in that in terms of applying the tools that God has given me to my life, but it still boils down to choice at the end of the day. So it's His grace that really has been helping me with that. So in this episode, this is me speaking at Purity Talks Live London, where the question was asked, what is your purity plan and how did you put it together? So I really hope that this will help you to think a little bit more outside of the box in terms of what can help you sustain your purity. Also, if you're interested in a soiree where I come and actually teach this so that you can walk away with your own personalized purity plan, then you want to listen to the end of the podcast for the information on how to do that. So enjoy the episode. Is everybody doing all right? Yeah. You know, I think one of the things for me, because, you know, I'll say to people, oh, so what's your purity plan? And it's, you know, crickets and tumbleweed. I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember Western films on the TV. You would see the big tumbleweed rolling in the wind. You know, it'll just be that, right? And I think it's a pretty new concept here. And it was something that we learned in ministry school was like, what is your plan for purity? And I'd never really heard that phrase before. Like, what are you talking about, plan for purity? Does people have that? But then when it started to get broken down, I'm just like, oh, that makes sense. And the key to it is self-awareness. Yes. That's the key. That's the core of it. Like, I had to become very, very honest with myself and ask myself the question, what makes you feel horny? Yeah. Like what is it? Yeah. And for me, there was, I'm not going to say where, but there was not anywhere kind of funky or anything like that, but there was a place on my body that if I was touched there, it was just like, Jesus, take the wheel. And I had to just be honest with that. So when I'd meet people, I would have to hug them in a certain way because I'm just like, boy, if your hand actually touches it, and it's not a place that is... how do I say it? Inappropriate. So, yeah, inappropriate or anything like that. But if it was touched, it would just be like, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to have to just go and pray now. You know, like for real. And I had to figure out like what was actually going on. Hey, mum, can you get me a tissue, please? Thanks. Sorry. My nose is running. So, you know, mum always has a tissue. You know, your mums always have the tissue in it. Not all of them though, mum, not the whole tissue box. Thank you, darling. Your mum's, you know mum's.
She always hooks me up.
Yeah, come on. Just because I'm 37 doesn't mean I'm not your baby, love. Come on. So, you know, it was about asking myself, like, what are my triggers? And then also asking, well, what are my red flags? Like, what are the things that, you know, if there was like a big, you know, there's that woman on YouTube and she said, red flag, you know, she's got that big thing. She's talking about a red flag. It's in the same way. What is your red flag? Like, what is that? Right, right. Like, if you do this, if you go here, if you don't address this, then you are going to find yourself in Bear Pasa, a.k.a. Wahala. It's going to be a problem. Like, what are those red flags? We spoke a lot about accountability. And sometimes we think, oh, well, I'm a big person. Like, nobody don't need to know my business. How is that working out for you? Like, let's be honest. How is that working out for you? And these are the kinds of things that we have to ask ourselves. And these are the kind of things that we have to, if we're serious about living a celibate lifestyle, if we're serious about, I don't want to violate my conscience with somebody else that I'm courting. I don't want to violate my conscience with somebody who I'm just kind of interested in, but we can accidentally touch bits and bobs and pressy bodies and all of that with clothes on and all of that rigmarole. Like, because I know for me, how far can I push it? Before it's sin, come on. If things are harder and things are flowing, it is sin, eh? In your pressy bodies, come on, let's be real. Yeah. Can I be real?
Yes.
Because I know some, I mean, I was doing it, so I'm not even saying it from a judgmental place. I'm just saying, like, we have to be honest with ourselves and devise a purity plan. And it's about just being conscious about what things are causing us to violate our conscience if we are doing that. How long do we have?
7 minutes.
All right. What time is it, please? Oh, I think we've got 5 minutes.
Yes,
okay, we've got 5 minutes. Okay. Does anybody have a question for us? How about that? I know we've done questions here. Yes, bring. Okay, yes, question to me.
What is your purity plan?
What is my purity? Okay, so the question is, what is my purity plan and how did I put it together? Okay, so this could seem a little bit extreme. I don't have men in my house after 9 o'clock. What are you doing here, bruv? Please put your shoes on. And they know, when they're coming in, they know by 9 they have to be gone. And please don't come to my house at 8:57. You know, them was, oh, I'm here now. No. But I don't really have, and I kind of do like a risk assessment. It sounds really deep here, but I do a risk assessment. I'm like, okay, is there going to be anybody else in my house if this person wants to come and visit? If that's the case, cool, you can come over. But if it's me and you one, no. Especially if I'm attracted to them. If I'm not attracted to them and I know it's clear boundaries, we are brother, you know, the brother and sister in the Lord business, that, but it's very clear, not no brother and sister, but kind of like you, no. If it's the guy who there's absolute, it's platonic and we voice that and we know that, it's cool, but you're not going to be in my house until all around, it's not going to happen. So that for me is a really big one. The other one for me was, you know them late night phone calls when you're in your bed? Them pillow talk ones there. And then you accidentally on purpose start talking about things that you're not really supposed to be talking about, but really you're just watering the seeds that you've been planting all this time and then all of a sudden you got Epping Forest and you don't know what to do. Them ones, innit? And you're just like, how did I get here? So for me, like, I don't have phone calls late at night. Like, if you want to call me and you've got work and then later on it's going to be late, and you're just, fine, call me at 6 o'clock, innit, fam? I'll be up. I'll be praying to the Lord. I'll be up. We can have a conversation while you're on your way to work. This is just how I keep it. Another part of my purity plan is accountability. I have a group on WhatsApp that if I get hot, I'll be messaging. You lot need to pray for me. Or I know that I will get up and I'll go and do salsa. I haven't been salsa for a while, so I'm doing quite good. But I'll go salsa and burn off that energy. That's a part of my purity plan as well. So it's about finding things practically, like what's going to stop you from violating your conscience and keeping your relationship with God the way it needs to be. Does that make sense? Another part of my purity plan, let me go back to the accountability thing, because I have so many people that I'm accountable to, and it doesn't mean that I'm going to phone them up and tell them, but accountability isn't about what am I doing wrong, like failure. It isn't about that. And sometimes we think, oh, I need to tell this person when I fell. Really, accountability is saying, hey, this is who you said you want to be. And I'm just checking in. Are you being that person? Because that's who you want to be.
So for me, I want to be that woman who is whole. I want to be that woman who can give myself as a gift to my husband. I want to be the person who can look at my king and say, do you know what? I fought on the battleground so that we could get to the bedroom and me being whole. Amen. That's what I want. Like, I've slept with guys, I know what sex is about. But I want, what I want is that, and I said this in the last one, is that when my husband, on our wedding night, when he enters me, he will know I fought for the purity that you are about to encounter. Like, that's what I want. Do you know what I mean? I want you to know that in the grand scheme of things, every single decision, every time I said no to the man at the barbershop, you were in my head. Can I tell them about the Skittles? Okay. Okay. I will. Because typically I don't speak about this too much publicly. I'll talk about it. So I have a box. Hopefully my husband doesn't hear this, whoever he is. I have a box, and the box is my husband's box. And in that box, I have letters that I write to him, like the limb ones, like, oh, mate, you're just taking long. Like, you're right in the middle of domestic and you don't even know yet, but you are, because you're just taking forever to get here. But I would just write my feelings. And I have a jar in there that has Skittles. I have a bag of Skittles, and then I have the jar. And each Skittle is color-coded. So every time I say no to the man in the barbershop, a Skittle goes in there, a particular colour. Every time I'm just like, okay, I could pick up the phone and do the booty call thing because that's what I really want to do. And I say no, another one goes in there. So by the time I get married, which hopefully will be soon, and now the whole box ain't full up of Skittles, he will know that I've actually been fighting, consciously fighting for this. You remember the box, Joss? We were driving in that convertible car in Canada. Do you remember? And that's, yeah. We were driving in Canada, and I remember being in that car, and God said to me, equate your box to your heart, because what was happening is every single week, I was crushing on the next guy. I'm like, there must be something wrong with me. This Jezebel spirit at the church told me, I must have that. You know, whatever. But what had happened in that was that God said to me, equate the box to your heart. So what happens now is when I look at a guy, I don't think, oh, him hot, tall, dark, and all them thing there. He's my type. I'm not really too interested in that. The question that I now ask myself is, would I trust him with that box? Yeah. All of those things that I've been putting in there since 2011, that I've invested in there, there's gifts in there and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. That box is right beside my bed. So I'm not thinking about, oh, let me pick up the phone, because I'll look at the box and be like, oh, that's kind of my husband, but not really, but kind of. Do you know what I mean? And it's about those conscious reminders. So I just think, find the practical things that's going to help you to stay on track and keep the big picture, and the main thing. Yeah, that's brilliant. All right, so I think, are we wrapping? I think we finished, guys. Is everybody all right? Okay. Come, Miss Esther, come. I can hear your voice back there. I'm going to ask for you to close us in prayer. This is one of my very favorite people on the whole planet, Miss Esther Bonsu. Some of you, just round of applause. She's lovely. I just look at her and I want to cry. I've known her for very, very, how many years now, babes? Since she was 16, and she's 31 now. Yes, and she's amazing. She travels the world, she preaches, and she's just got a passion for God and just seeing people just live in their calling. So please close us in prayer. I'm going to be signing books at the back. Can we have the other slide, please, with everybody's contacts? Please do connect with everyone if you have questions for them. Jasnev Richards, she has just released her book on the 5th of February. Her book came out. And it's for single mums, it's called The 10 Factor Mum, A Guide for Single Mothers. Guide for Single Mothers. Talk to her about it. But please do connect with us on social media. Thank you so much for listening to the Purity Talks podcast. Now listen, you do not have to do this thing on your own, okay? Stay connected, be a part of the community. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Purity Talks Online. You can also go to www.puritytalks.com, where you can book a soiree. The soiree is where I come to you and 14 of your friends, and I sit down and help you to create your own personalized purity plan. You can also find out if our Purity Talks Live
live event is coming to a city near you on our tour, and you can also find resources there. So I really, really hope that this podcast blessed you, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.